Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I could live with being held to a run by Skeens.
And look, on Friday, we go in with the bullpen game. After that Lizardo two-inning performance, you go in with a beat-up bullpen. And they still only give up five runs. Like, it's not, like, you know, unbelievable, but it's a game you should have had a chance. And they were in it. They had a chance to win it. And those at-bats, at the end of the game on Friday and Saturday, like, some of those at-bats, and look, we saw it with Boehm yesterday, the first pitch, double play. Like, they are not going up. But we had this whole thing with the offseason. Now they changed their approach, and it looked like, oh, you know, they're kind of doing that a bit. They're walking more. They're spraying the ball around a bit. And it feels like they've reverted back to the team they were. You know, it's going up and just hacking and no approach, no thought to the moment in the game and what's going on and just kind of going up and swinging and quick outs. And
the moment in that game didn't appear to be too big for the manager who's been there all of, what, about 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked when he took Skeens out.
Yeah.
And the fans were ticked.
Yeah.
They're booing. And it's like, you know, worked out perfectly.
Yeah, it worked out. So, you know, 215-592-9494. Where are you at with the Phillies? I mean, if you call them, we've had people calling in pretty panicked this morning, and I can't talk them off the ledge. Like, I think it is fair to be very concerned about the Phillies. 215-592-9494. You're listening to 94 WIPHD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Bishop and Lansdale. What up, Bishop?
Hey, how you guys doing? How's your weekend?
Great, Bishop.
Good, minus the Phillies.
Well, I want to come from the opposite side here. I'm not worried.
Ooh, explain, buddy.
This is why. The baseball is a season of peaks and valleys, is it not?
It is. It absolutely is.
And right now, the Phillies are in the valleys. Now, I get it, you know, with Harper being out and now with Zach Wheeler now coming back. Starting pitching has been great, and that is what gives me optimism that this team is going to bounce back. If you have good starting pitching, you can beat almost anybody.
Yeah, but you need to score runs and you need to hold leads. Yeah. I generally agree with you, but when you're bad offensively, defensively, and your bullpen isn't good, it's hard for, no matter who your starting pitching is, it's hard for you to win games consistently.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. The weather here has not been great, and when this weather gets warm, I believe the team's going to start hitting.
Oh, I can't do the hitting season thing. Come on,
that's the way it's always been.
But, Bishop, that means other teams will start hitting better tips this summer.
It hasn't been in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, I don't think this is just it'll get warm and they'll hit. I mean, what, you think it's going to get warm and all of a sudden JT Realmuto is going to get 5 years younger?
I'm not talking about, you know, guys like JT. If I'm about, like,
Schwarber can't hit much better. Turner can't hit much better. I mean, those guys have been awesome. Like, the point is Max Kepler good? No, I don't think so.
No.
We know that Marsh and Rojas aren't good. We know what Alec Boehm is. Sadly, it's starting to look like we might know what Bryson Stott is, and it's not what we want him to be. Like, just saying it's going to get warm out, and all of a sudden these guys are going to do something they haven't done.
I'm not saying all of them. Like, Castellanos would hit with more power when it gets a little warmer. His numbers have always been that way. And I believe they're going to add at the deadline, which I'm not saying they're going to add all stars or, and they don't have to. They just need to upgrade what they have.
Bishop, I think they might need to do a lot. Like, I think they need a bullpen piece. I think they need a bat minimum. Like, that's minimum of
Are there right-handed bats out there?
Well, they desperately need a right-handed bat.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's very left-handed heavy. But again, I don't know what's going to be available, what it's going to cost. I mean, just to get a bullpen arm last year, it costs a lot. So I don't share your it'll be fine optimism, Bishop.
I know not many people do, but I've seen a lot of baseball teams over the years go through the same thing.
Look, I was just talking to John earlier. I mean,
like that's
the Texas Rangers in 2023 won the World Series. They lost 10 games in a row in August. It can happen. It can happen. But it does feel like when we watch this team and you know, day in, day out.
We've seen this team
it
for
feels,
3 years.
It feels more flawed than...
The weekend was not great. The last couple years have not been great. For this team, but I've seen baseball a lot of times. A lot of teams have gone through stuff like this. Maybe not quite as bad, but this team is filled with veterans who have been there and done that. And I think they're going to bounce back.
I hope you're right, Bishop. I do. I hope so, Bishop. You got an answer for us for Thomas?
No, all right,
Bishop. Just coming in to talk Phils, bringing positivity. I can't get there. And look, to his point. It was an interesting weekend for this Bob Nightingale article to come out. And this is reading directly from the article. Here's what Bob Nightingale said. I believe this came out on Saturday. Was that right, Rhea?
Either late Saturday or
early
Sunday. Yeah.
So it was definitely, they had already, you know, been in the midst of struggles. So it is, you know, notable. This is directly from Bob Nightingale's column over the weekend at USA Today. Nightingale said, the Philadelphia Phillies, Seattle Mariners, Chicago Cubs, and San Diego Padres are expected to be the most aggressive teams at the deadline. He said the Phillies will be looking for a center fielder and bullpen help. I mean, great, they need that. But as that article comes out and they're in the midst of losing the first two and then would go on to lose the last one, I mean, my first thought when I saw that article, John, because, you know, you would think, all right, great, exciting, whatever. My first thought was... But should they be aggressive? Yeah. Like, do I want to give up any of my prospects who I'm excited about for this group right now? Do I think they're just a trade or two away? Like, I don't know. I get it, and I understand this group is where they are from a window perspective and a, you know, organizationally.
That's what we're talking about.
I get it, but at the same time, is it smart? Is it smart to add to this team, or do they have to step back and say, you know what, it's a sunk cost. They're not good enough.
This team is built to win now over the next 2-3 years. So, yeah, it's time to go for it. It's time to buy. It's time to – my question, when the bullpen comes up, we need to add a center fielder and bullpen help. How much help is bullpen help? How many arms
I mean,
can
I don't
use?
Trust anyone. Yeah, like, right. We have three guys that we kind of trust, right? Strom, Kirkring, and Romano, we could say, like, to varying degrees of trust. Yeah. I wouldn't trust any of them to get a big out with the season on the line. Like, none of them. Zero. Much less the guys below them who I don't trust at all. Like, Squata. It's a really bad bullpen right now. And this is coming off a year, John, let's not forget, where we had a bullpen that we thought was one of the best we had seen. We had two middle relievers make the All-Star game and deserve it in Strom and Hoffman. And then we get to the playoffs and they fall apart. So it's, you know, and we're talking about guys who had had great years. Like, think about going into playoffs with this bullpen we have right now. Think about playoff innings where it's like, oh, I wonder who Topper's going to go to. Oh, Joe Ross is coming in a huge spot. Cool. That should go well. It's just they are a flawed team right now, John.
So how many? How many bullpen arms? How many bullpen arms can we use?
Right.
Realistically.
I mean, 2-3, whatever. I mean, you know, realistically.
Is that doable?
No. I think the most they would trade for is 2.
Okay.
And realistically, if I had to bet, I bet they only trade for 1. But 2 is you know, they need to add a couple arms. They need to add one guy who you, like, they need a real dude we can count on. Like, Jose Alvarado is the only guy this season who I've felt any confidence in when they come into a game.
Thanks, Jose.
Yeah, tell me about it. So, yeah, it's a real problem. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jim in Collingdale. Hey, Jim.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, yeah.
With this team, I think they've been, even though they have a winning record, they have been so predictable all season. There's no emotion and there's no accountability. they seem to, you know, they're in the close games, and then they lose it, and it's almost like, oh, well, like nobody steps up. I wish one player would step up and just say, hey, listen, right now we stink, but we're going to try to correct this, you know, moving forward. But I think the other problem is, too, if I was the owner, I would really push the panic button. Like, I would get, even though they can't right now, but I would get rid of GM, the moves or lack of moves he's made in the last couple of years haven't really helped the team at all. And I think the peak with this team, believe it or not, was the
2022. Yeah, it might be. It might end up being, you know?
Right, right. And then since then, if you look at it, each year, yeah. Okay.
It's gotten worse.
Next year, yeah, they have a great, you know, record during the regular season.
No, no, we get it. They've finished in a worse round each of the years.
I felt like we made it a priority to get more athletic and more capable defensively each year, and it backfired in the offense department. You know, like once upon a time, Reese Hoskins was out there playing, well, left field, first base. And we were good. Schwarber out there in left field, yep. Reese at first base was the offense when we were most potent. And man, we were so frustrated every series. You know, you could count on some flubs here and there from both guys defensively, but we were good, right. And we could hit when we could hit when it mattered. We got hot when it mattered then.
Correct, and unfortunately, I think especially 2022, and it may be even 2023, they were living off the long ball.
Yeah, which is usually how teams win these days, you know. Jim, right. You got an answer for us for who or what's timeless?
I would say blue jeans.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. Honestly,
awesome answer.
It's a pretty good answer. You said it like jokingly, but actually, that's a
jeans.
Pretty great answer. Yeah, they are and have been for a long time. All right, 215-592-9494. Your last chance to win Phillies tickets with us to come to a Phillies game on Wednesday against the Cubs. Come with the whole show. We all hang out. It's a great time. Your last chance. Give us who or what is timeless and get in to react to the Phillies. A disastrous weekend. Somehow, even though they're 9 games or 8 games over 500, it feels like the low point of the season, which is crazy to say, but it does feel like that. And it feels reasonable. It feels like it makes sense to look at this team right now and look at all the holes and the flaws and the way they've been playing and be concerned moving forward and question, should they make moves at the deadline? 215-592-9494. Your calls coming up. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
A hotel can offer a great club or a bar, a resort. Well, they could provide a high-end restaurant or a spa. But if you want it all, that's dining, bars, pools, spa, gaming, clubs, and shows. It takes much more than the boardwalk. It takes a village. It takes a Borgata. If it takes the best dining tables under the same roof as the best gaming tables, if it takes one pool being just a dozen pool lengths away from the next, if it takes trying your luck and a new dish on the same night, if it takes room service and bottle service, it takes nothing short of a village to make your stay. So they built one, and they call it Borgata. Visit theborgata.com to learn more.
There we go. Better than Creed. Norman Greenbaum in the house. 215-592-9494. It's the morning show. Talking about a disastrous weekend for the Phillies. We had Buzz in here during the break, Dan Wilson doing audio for the show today, and just going through and being like, what do they even do? You know, we had our first caller today said fire Kevin Long, and it's like, yeah, sure, I'm cool with that, but like what are they gonna do? What, like, potential for trades? You know, we'll see. But I you know, Bob Nightingale, we talked about the piece in his article this weekend saying the Phillies are going to be aggressive at the deadline. I'm wondering if they even should be aggressive. I think the next month in terms of convincing Dave Dombrowski to go out and actually really add to this team is going to be important. Like, this team needs to prove, at least to me, John, and I think to the organization, that they deserve Dave Dombrowski to go out and try and add to this team, that it makes sense to move on from someone like Mick Abel, who could be here for 7 years. Like, I need to believe in this team more before I'm willing to give up something that could, you know, be here for a long time and be a contributing factor.
Well, unfortunately, you're probably going to have to make a leap of faith here, just because this team is where this team is. Sunset of the season, sunset of the career, wise. You got a lot of guys who are getting longer in the tooth, and they're built to win now. So whether they're playing well or not, I think you keep building and you keep buying and you keep putting it all in. And I do think when we get hot, we'll feel great. I hope we can sustain it. I hope we can time it up better than we had before. I thought when the season started, it felt like we were doing a great job of that, sort of keeping a balanced approach, even as fans, to keeping a mindset, okay, we know it's a long season. It's really hard to keep that mindset when you lose 9 of 10. It's really hard to keep that mindset when you know you've lost, you've only won one game this year in the absence of Bryce Harper. That makes it feel a little hopeless at times when you hear Bryce talk and you hear Topper talk, and Topper saying it's scary and Bryce is saying, don't know how long it's going to take. We're not even in the productive stage of the rehab. We're just trying to get it less inflamed. You know, it sounds like it's really problematic. It sounds like you've got tying in of multiple injuries, and he's got experience with this before. He knows it's not going to be easy. This is the dog days of summer, kind of ahead of schedule, and maybe that's good. The dog days of summer, and then you bounce back, and then you get hot right when it matters. Maybe that's the plan.
Hey, we could hope.
And they're executing.
I don't think
plan.
It's a plan.
Man. Just so right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they're
right?
They're rope-a-doping us. 215-592-9494.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah, right.
I don't buy that.
Yeah, more just doping us one way or the other. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Mark
Alvarado
in Bradenton.
Was.
Yeah, look at you. That's wordplay right there.
Uh-huh.
You're right. I wish it were funnier and I could laugh at it. Mark, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Medium.
Yeah, medium. That's good.
I mean, really great in a lot of ways, but then you think about the Phillies and it's like, man,
really brings you down, man.
Bummer. Yeah. But hey, maybe they're going to be awesome.
What do you got, Mark?
Hope is not a strategy,
yeah,
John.
That's true.
They got to do some work to be awesome.
I missed your first caller of the day, and that was my thought, just getting rid of the hitting coach, because they go through this a couple times during the year, and I can understand a player or two not hitting, but it's like the whole team, except, let's exclude Turner.
Yeah, Turner and
like
Schwarber.
The whole team's not hitting.
And yeah, and
go
Mark,
through,
what's yep. even more concerning about it is, and we've mentioned this, but it's not just that they go through these prolonged stretches of not hitting the ball or of having bad approaches. It's that no one gets better. I mean, Alec Bohm is a worse hitter today than he was in 2022, it feels like. You know, Bryson Stott is absolutely worse than he was after 2023. Like, these younger guys who are supposed to improve, are supposed to get better as they get older and get into the prime of their career physically.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Have gotten worse. And to the Kevin Long point, I mean, at some point, this has to fall on someone, right?
Yeah, I mean, because we see what they can do, because we've seen them hit. They played great at one time in their career, and then they go through these slumps and they come out of them, and they just don't get back up to where they used to be. I mean, we have the talent and the hitting and the players. It's, you know,
I'm starting to wonder if that we might not. Like, they might have crossed over a threshold in terms of age, in terms of talent, in terms of roster construction, where, you know, we keep being like, oh, it's a good lineup. We're starting to get to the point where I question that. You know, I don't know that it's a good lineup. It might just be like an okay lineup. And without Harper, it might be a bad lineup. I don't know, Mark.
I don't know. I see him getting a good lineup because, like, we've seen when Bone was hot last year, he was hitting. He had a good average.
Is that the beginning of last year?
Yeah, the doubles early and all that. But, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, and then he just went through something and he lost it. Like last year, after the All Star break, the team was horrible. Like they just weren't hitting. They weren't playing the way they did the first half of the season.
Yeah, no, Mark. We've seen them go through slumps. You hope that they can get back. Look, last year they never got it back, though. You know, they never got back to being the team they were for the first, you know, 2 months of the season. Mark, you got an answer for us for who or what's timeless?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to win the thing. But I was just thinking Donald Trump's hair.
Sure. Yeah, probably not a winning answer. I guess that's timeless. At least he knew he wasn't winning. I appreciate it.
He announced
it. It's much more awkward when someone's like, I have the best answer you're ever going to hear. And then it's like, wah, 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 wah.
It's like, do you want to tell them?
Yeah, I say, yeah, maybe not as good as you thought it was. At least he's like, hey, not a good answer, but I'm going to say it anyway. So, you know, I appreciate that. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs, ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. The question today, who is a better cornerback, Cooper DeJean or Quinyon Mitchell, based on PFF ranking the two and putting Cooper above Quinyon, which I think is crazy. And I've seen a lot of Cooper love over Quinyon recently. I want to get the fan base's reaction. Plus, in addition to that, speaking of cornerbacks, John Ritchie, a little NFL news. Ian Rappaport reporting that the Packers are releasing Pro Bowl cornerback Jaire Alexander after an offseason of uncertainty. I know there have been a lot of issues over the last couple of years between Jaire and the team. You know, that's kind of been
a lot with injuries.
And he's had injuries all that. But you know,
still, he's pretty good.
When healthy and playing a elite corner, probably getting up there. I don't know the exact age. I would guess close to 30 or over 30 around there. But it has been great. It is. We haven't talked a ton about it, but, you know, especially with the news from Vic Fangio last week when he spoke that Cooper DeJean is probably going to be in safety in base, or at least, you know, getting looks there. And in
28.
In slot. 28 is what Jaire. So he's younger than I thought.
Yeah.
You know, outside corner is Keeley, is Adoree Jags, and this and that. Like, would you, John?
I sure would. I mean, I'm going to add everybody,
I'm with you on that.
John's always like, yes, I'll take him.
And I do believe that Howie can make things work financially. Mm-hmm. I know that he can figure out a way to make it work. And I know that he's still got 2 years left on, I think, two or more left on a contract. You know, this is, he'll be nicely paid, but he's worth it. He is worth it. This is an all-pro. This is not Pro Bowl. This is all-pro. Multiple time all-pro cornerback. You know, real step up from the experience, but, you know, Slay was not Slay's best play last year.
But he was still good. He was still sound.
He was outstanding for, you know, what he was able to give us, but, you know, there was a lot of leadership that went into that. I think that this would be a step up from what we had last year.
It's an interesting thought.
Rather than a step back, which is what we were all expecting had to happen. It's funny how things just sort of fall into place and guys matriculate out and, you know, from other teams and other situations, and Howie always has, you know, his
look, Howie will be looking into it. We know that. Whatever, you know,
on
Howie's
the pulse of it all.
So I don't expect it to happen, but I do think it's an interesting name. And I do think that as the season approaches, if they don't add Jair, you know, that other cornerback spot is going to be one of the things that we talk about heading into the season as. We'll see. It is something that was a lockdown situation for them last year. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out and whether they add to that position.
The minute it came out, you know, Eagles Twitter is immediately.
Of course.
You know, it happened like just a couple of minutes ago. They've got Howie with the binoculars.
I do think there is, you know, to the point where I think people usually go where the money is. But I do think if you're a veteran, you're getting similar offers in certain places. You know, this makes a lot of sense to come here and be a part of this thing and a part of this team and have a chance to win a title. He's never won a title. Like, you know, it's interesting, if nothing else. I realize he was only 28. That's,
and won't turn 29 until February.
Yeah, I would have thought he was older than that. So that's pretty fascinating.
He's only played 7 games each of the past 2 years.
He's been hurt the last couple years. So, you know,
it's knee.
And it's, which is concerning. Yeah, so,
corner,
but look, we've seen the Eagles take risks on injuries. We just saw them draft a guy in the first round with knee issues and shoulder and stuff. So it's an interesting one. All right, 215-592-9494. If you want to chime in on that, the potential for the Eagles and Jair Alexander and just the Eagles in general, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Is this Mari or Mary? I'm going to guess Mari.
Correct.
Bang. How you doing, Mari?
Good. How you guys doing? Okay, so I'm not an expert on sports, but I am good with kids. I'm a preschool teacher. So
yes, Mari, you are the exact person I wanted to talk to today. Give me some advice here. So for those who don't know, if you're just tuning in, I'm taking my daughter Zoe to her first like in cinema movie experience tomorrow. We're going to the movies after the show. She's a very kinetic person, a lot of energy, a lot of, you know, sitting still is not necessarily her bag, so to speak. So any advice I can get, Mari, what do you got for me?
Number one, kids are curious. So she's going to look under the seats. She's going to press buttons. Don't get mad at her about that. Let her try it. Let her figure it out. She'll calm down eventually. You might like it. It might be the best part of the whole movie. Don't ruin that for her.
Okay.
Let her have that.
Okay, that's good. Love it.
Number two, explain to her a little bit before you get in there. The lights are going to go down. It's going to get quiet. Or
oh, I like
it's gonna
this.
It's going to feel cold, dark. You know,
set expectations.
It's going to be loud. It's going to be loud. Bring headphones in case you have those, a pair of those, what do you put
yeah,
in your
Yeah, sure.
Bring them. Three, in your car, have an extra set of clothes because they always spill stuff in the movie.
Ah, that's a good call. I didn't think about that. Yeah. And Zoe's, you know, learning to spill things.
And four, you know, expect to miss the movie because she's going to have to get up and go to the bathroom.
Sure, yes.
Yeah, don't plan to be entertained.
Yes, you know, we're not going to see Goodfellas or anything like that. I think, I'm expecting to.
Where are you taking her?
I think I'm going to go to the one in Center City.
The AMC?
The AMC there, yeah.
You can order the food.
So that's
and they
what I was
deliver
thinking,
it
all
to
that
your,
kind of stuff.
The
yeah.
AMC Fashion District yeah. one, and then you go to Reading Terminal.
That's
after.
Where we're going to go, yeah, so it should be good.
That's the best place to go.
Yeah, no, I'm excited.
My last piece yes. of advice is make sure she gets a good night's sleep and eats pretty healthy up to it.
Well, that's going to be the hardest piece to execute.
Make sure that you get her tired before.
Oh, yeah. So here's the thing, Mari, and maybe you run into this with preschool kids and whatnot. I always say that Zoe only has really two gears. It's either going full on or passed out. Like, she just goes until she passes out, and that's pretty much the only two speeds that she has.
What babies and young kids do.
Yes.
She'll grow out of it.
No, it's all good. I'm
She'll
just saying that
herself.
The get her tired thing is probably not a viable strategy.
I see that in my new puppy, Carl.
Yeah.
Well,
awesome. Awesome. Very puppy
vibes.
Get
that's some
right.
of her energy out. Get some of her
yes.
nervous
no,
energy
that's a good call.
Out.
Hey,
that's
Mari,
call.
Are you a twin also?
Yeah.
So what? It's interesting. Why does it say on our screen it says a twin? Did this come up on another show? Was you call?
I
that makes
called
sense.
One of the other shows, and you was bad talking twins. Let's just say that you might remember.
But
so, yeah,
I've always been curious about. I've heard all sorts of amazing stories about twins. Is it an identical
they did a
twin?
Whole show on it.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
An identical twin, Mari?
Yeah.
So yes. Have you had like telekinetic experiences with like, your twin? You have?
Yes.
Like so, what kind like of stuff?
So like, so my sister lived down near Atlantic City and I lived up here and she was working. I was stay at home mom at the time. And one, I just would like get a bad feeling and say something's wrong. Jeannie doesn't feel good. Something hurts her. So sometimes I would get the same hurt. Like right now, I went to the doctor. I have like a little bit of a foot issue, like a torn ligament. She has same thing.
Wow.
When I called
she has
her,
the same she thing.
She just got diagnosed.
No
I called
way.
Her like one time when we were like in our 40s. I said, "What's wrong?" She said, "Oh, I have such bad pains in my stomach." I said, "Me too." I had to end up taking her to the hospital. She had a cyst that burst. It's just weird. It's just, you know, but we're very close.
That's crazy.
You know, we did the switch dates, switch classes.
Oh, cool.
All kinds of stuff. It was having your best friend grow up with you is really fun.
Did you guys have your own language?
Yeah,
just so you know why John's asking. John is big on the secret family language. His family has a secret language that they use that I've tried to pick up and I can't pick it up. It goes too fast for me.
Yeah.
It is cool to have that.
And sometimes it's not even just, I remember sometimes it wasn't, we didn't really know our language. We just knew what we were talking about. So we just would mumble, you know what
I mean? That's really cool, Mar. I love that. Mar, you want to give us a answer for who or what's timeless? Try and win these tickets?
Yes, so I'm 65 years old, I'm going to be 66, and I'm a grandmother, so I'm going to say grandmother's love.
Aw, it's adorable. It's true.
Yes.
You know, I think a mother's love timeless too, though, right? You know? How about a father's love timeless?
Yeah, Father's Day coming up.
Yeah, that's right, thank you.
I'm going to shortchange you.
Well, we do get shortchanged, rightfully so. We are the you know, one that gets shortchanged, and I'm okay with that. I accept
it. We also do a lot less.
Yeah, that's the point. That's the point. If anyone's going to get shortchanged, it should be us.
Well, except for you, John.
Yeah, except for you. Yeah,
you are the exception.
Honestly, you should be able to celebrate both Mother's and Father's Day.
Yeah, I can't imagine the bringing in part.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's not. I don't recommend it.
No,
I'm 3 out of 4 dentists don't recommend, and the fourth is ready to cave.
Yeah, I'm very, I don't think Trident's going to help you out there. I'm very grateful that I did not have to experience that and that I was able to just hold her hand and be like, "You're doing great. Keep doing it."
Yeah, we want to kill you at that point.
Oh, I get it. Trust me. I was definitely, all right, 215-592-9494. I really appreciate that from Mari. If anyone else has, that was great advice for taking my daughter to her first movie. In the theater experience tomorrow.
Change of clothes.
It's clever.
Yeah.
Like that setting expectations was good. You know, there was some good stuff there. So if you've got some more advice for me, I would love to hear it. 215-592-9494. It's Dr. Jeremy in Syracuse. What up, Jer?
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
Hi, Jeremy. Doing well. Except the Phillies stink.
It's so tough because you're used to just answering me like, doing great. But it's like on a day like today, it's like, that doesn't really ring true.
Yeah, like my life's with the Phillies right now. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that meme of the Philly fanatic just holding a sign that says, "I am sad."
Oh, yeah. Yeah, classic. Mm-hmm. I definitely feel that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Kevin Long needs to go. I was calling for it at the beginning of the season. It's kind of like failing the eye test completely obviously to me. That we need somebody else.
Maybe
to
it's
help
just
these
a shakeup that they need. You know, like,
maybe just change for
it?
Change sake, so to speak. Yeah,
yeah. And it's like nothing against Kevin Long. I guess he's probably well deserving of the reputation that he's got. Mm. But
I feel like he's had the chance, and it's just not getting better. And
yeah.
Like
I think that's an interesting point.
Okay, it's not gonna get better. So
Bryson Stott, example. Why is it that I can't trust him the way I could 2 years ago? You know, like it's different now. It feels different. It feels like he fouls everything off and that's it. Maybe that's a slump, but it feels like, man, it feels like we talk slumpy an awful lot, don't we?
Yeah.
Why is it so slumpy? I don't know how I compare our slumpiness to the other teams who are out there and good. The Mets, are they slumpier than we are? I know the Braves are slumpier than we are. I don't know that. I don't know that this is a slump that continues. I don't expect it to continue. I expect when Zach Wheeler takes the mound tonight, he can give us something to, you know, feel good about. But that means that the offense has to respond. That means that the other guys have to do their heavy lifting too. And, you know,
Without Bryce. They haven't done it.
They have not done that without the leader in the clubhouse who's not named Kyle Schwarber.
It's almost got that black cloud feeling of when the Eagles are playing without Lane Johnson.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're whatever, 2-10 with LA. Yeah. The stats definitely kept coming. And look, I think... You know, even Bryce is even more important to the team than Lane. You know, and Lane is obviously an amazing player, but in terms of, you know, there are more players playing in football. I mean, this is baseball without Harper. This lineup looks completely and totally different. I mean, it really does change everything about this team, about the way they go about their business. He's the heart and soul of the team. Whether Schwarber's the leader and all that in the clubhouse, we know that. But in terms of who's like the engine, who the team looks to, it's always been Bryce. And you know,
and he can respond.
Totally.
And
absolutely.
He is clutch, and he has been able to do it when it matters. You know, like respond when the team needs it. And, you know, of course he can't do that if he's on the IL.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. And when it came to the Eagles, I think Jair Alexander would be a good addition. I think that, you know, the sophomore slump can be a real thing. And I don't know if we want to drop all that pressure immediately onto Quinion and Cooper without having a real vet in the room like that.
Yeah, no. Here, Jerry, let me get your answer. I got a question for Richie too. But Jerry, you got an answer for something who or what's timeless?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't changed in over 60, 70 years at all. You know, you walk into a diner and the first thing is they give you a cup of coffee. Diner coffee for sure.
That's pretty good. Could have said just diner alone.
Yeah.
Pretty solid.
I just started drinking coffee last year. I don't know that I've ever had diner coffee.
Oh, it's great. They just keep
I don't think
it.
I've done it.
Yeah.
They don't even ask you. Yeah, they just walk by and fill it.
Or they should.
I know. And I've seen that.
Not every
always,
diner does a great job with that, but yes.
Well, I always, you know, like don't even include the coffee cup in my area at diners.
Yeah, now
I
you're.
I never got into that
see,
habit.
You got a whole world
I've
over
never had now. Diner coffee.
Yeah. You got a whole world that's opened up to you. You got to really take advantage of it.
I can't wait.
You should. Question for you. because talking about the year two thing, and really specifically with Cooper DeJean. As a rookie, they asked him to do a lot. You know, he's playing the slot, kind of coming in after the injury, all that stuff. This year, it seems like they're going to ask even more from him. You know, the talking about playing safety and base, the slot thing, potentially moving outside, kind of moving all over. I know he's a smart football player, all that stuff, but
it'll be great.
Are you at all? I'm sure he
no,
will.
Long I'm not worried at all.
You're not concerned about putting so much
no.
on. Okay, how come?
Your second
to explain
year,
why.
It's so much easier. Your first, you know, as a rookie, it's not easy to step in and play right away. It's you're just getting used to the schedule. You're getting used to everything. Everything's just hitting you in the face anew, you know, for the first time. And so it feels unmanageable at times. It feels overwhelming. And a lot of young guys around November, you know, 20th, right around Thanksgiving, the wheels fall off. Because college, that's your season.
I mean, we saw Jalen Carter in his rookie season.
Break.
You know, yeah, he was the the Jalen Carter we saw this past season for the first like 9-10 games or ever, and then he was not the same.
Mm-hmm. The rookie wall is real. It is a challenge. It's asking a lot of a young guy to step right in, and you know our rookies were incredible last year, and to have so much on your plate and be able to manage it as swimmingly as they did, that leads me to believe this time out, man, they're going to be so much more confident. They're going to be so much more capable, so much better, you know, studied because they'll know in advance exactly what they need to study. It's just your head's not spinning your second year. You know exactly what to expect, and that allows you to prepare more efficiently and effectively, and I just expect them to hit the ground running. Your second year, I do think you can take the biggest jump of any. Of course, it's hard to take a jump later in your career.
Yeah.
Right now, they're poised, they're primed, they're young, they're, man, they got great coaching, they got a great situation. I would love, man, Jair Alexander, that sort of talent, that sort of, you know, expert advice, that does matter. You know, you need experience to go with this youth and all the capability, all the physical capability we got. Sometimes you just need a big old brain to help out. Not that Jair's old.
But yeah, but in football terms.
He's been around the block.
Sure.
Yeah.
215-592-9494 if you want to chime in on that. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Dave in Wilmington. Hey, Dave.
Good morning.
What's up, Dave?
Rhea and John, you weren't here Friday when I called in. And my big point was consistency with these Phillies hitters. And they continue to let me down. They consistently go 0-15 every game. 5 or 6 batters do not hit the ball at all.
Yeah, they got a bunch of zeros, honestly. I mean, again, 5 positions. You can go around and say 5. You know,
every game.
They go
0-15, 0-18, 0-20.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter what the pitching does if they can't put the bat on the ball.
I agree, especially like it'd be one thing if they were a great defensive team that had a great bullpen and you could say, all right, you know what? Starting pitching, bullpen, defense. Like, we can win games that way. That you know, it's not perfect, but we can win a few timely hits, we can win. They only have starting pitching. They have none of those other things. So it's just, it's hard to believe that they're going to find a way through this if they don't find a way to hit more consistently, and because they're not just all of a sudden going to become great defenders. Like, that's just not going to happen.
It's becoming boring, unwatchable baseball.
Yeah, it's been frustrating. I'm not there. I'm not at unwatchable yet, but certainly the last 10 games or so.
Yesterday bordered on it.
Yeah, no, it did. it's to this point, like, it is unwatchable when it's a tie game in the eighth inning and you see guys go up there and swing at every pitch and ground out or strike out on 3 pitches or whatever. And those are the type of at-bats we were seeing this weekend.
Although yesterday, I get it, because yesterday was more of a pitcher's duel.
Skeens
and
Sanja. Sure. Yeah.
But Saturday, no.
Before,
you're not
yeah.
facing
it
Skeens.
Was 2-1 yeah. then.
You're not exactly.
Come on.
You're not facing Skeens then.
Yep. Dave, you got an answer for us for who or what's yeah. timeless?
Anytime you're sitting around a campfire and somebody brings out chocolate, graham crackers, and marshmallows.
That's a good answer, dude. S'mores are timeless. Yeah, that's
a really
good answer.
I never like realized that until I was down the shore because I, you know, we didn't really have fire things going up in Southwest Philly.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
But down the shore, my neighbor did it for the first time when Clark was real little. I was like, what is that? I was like, that might be the greatest thing I've ever tried in my entire life.
I feel like the Sandlot was a lot of people who had never heard of s'mores before learned of s'mores from the Sandlot back when I was a kid. I know that's where I, you know, put the mallow on the, you know, Great Hambino doing the thing. S'mores
forever.
Exactly. S'mores.
But now we have a fire pit, so now I can make
my
own s'mores.
S'mores are great. You know, it's an all-timer. Totally agree. Let's talk to Tim in Swedesboro. What up, Tim?
Jimmy and John. What's going on, guys?
Lots, Tim.
Yes, everything. Yes,
there's, I just could not believe what I was watching. Like, I went to visit my brother yesterday, and he had the game on, and I'm like watching, and I'm like, what is going on here? Like, once I seen McCutchen hit that pitch, man. It's like,
it seems like he always. How many times has he single-handedly had the hit that like breaks our back? McCutchen, man.
Straight up. I'm going to say this straight up. I do kind of miss having him on our squad.
Yeah,
really
he
do.
Was so likable. I really enjoyed
and it seems Golden Glove just him still being very a Philly. Dependable.
Yeah.
Golden Glove winner, right, I think?
I don't know if he won Nothing? Here. I think at some point in his career. I don't think he won one here. But yeah, he's a good fielder
in his
and a pro and a vet and has fun and all the things you want.
Next to Ichiro, my all-time favorite non-Philly.
Yeah, no, he's not a Hall of Famer, I don't think, but he's like a notch below maybe, but he won an MVP. I mean, he's had a great career, an all-time Pirate for sure.
And I do see, like, well, I've heard a few other callers, like what they say, like it looks like this team is just lost. They're lost. They don't know like which pitch to swing at, which one to let it go. I see like with Alec Boehm swinging at the first pitch all the time. It's like, okay, now we're back to doing that again. Like you're out before, you know, in a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And it's like, what?
And that's the thing, Tim. It's
Bryce not being there.
Yeah. And that's what's so frustrating is seeing them revert back to the, you know, the thing that we saw them lose the last few seasons because of, and the type of lack of approach at the plate. And, you know, that's what we've been fearing all year long. We're like, yeah, they look good now, but will they revert back to that? And that's what we're seeing.
Remember when we kept on saying, we got the best record in the American League. We got the best record. Yeah. Okay. How long is that going to last, guys?
Well, that's why I was, you know, Joe was popping off a little bit. They're great and this and that. And that's why you and I, Richie, we were.
Every day. I hear him every day.
You know, kind of trying to temper it and rein him in a bit. And he's had moments where he's gone back and forth. But I think that Joe has, prior to the season and in season, been higher on this Phillies team than we were, certainly than I was. And it feels like right now it's kind of playing out the way I expected it to.
I'll just say one more thing. I heard Bryce's when you played his audio was on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I kind of felt that coming.
Yeah.
When I heard him say you could tell like he was in a little bit of discomfort, like, you know, with that wrist, and then he gets hit in the elbow, and it's like, okay, now what? Like, you know, he got hit like what, 2-3 times that weekend against the Athletics and all that.
Yep, yep. 3 days in a row, I think it was 3 games in a row.
And then I knew that was going to, I knew it because like, you know, he sounds so unsure. It's like, oh, now what's he going to do? What's going to happen a month from now? What's going to, I'm concerned on that with him.
Me too. Very concerned. Honestly, it's that's what I said this earlier, but it is absolutely the flat out truth is that despite getting swept by the Pirates who stink and watching just an awful series and being frustrated, by far the biggest news of the weekend is the Bryce Harper injury and what it means for this team. I mean, everything else is secondary.
Doesn't help none.
Because all this talk about, the bullpen's not good enough, the lineup's not, all these things, like, none of it matters anymore if Bryce is out. I know that in 2022, Bryce went out and they played really well without him and all that. Totally different situation, totally different team. They had Rhys Hoskins on that team, Schwarber. They had some bats on this team constructed. Like, we watched them without Harper. If Harper's out for a month and a half, 2 months, like, I just don't see how they compete. I don't see how this group competes without him.
What doesn't help is I see the Mets keep, I just seen them put up 13 runs yesterday.
Yeah, and the Mets keep winning. And, you know, Pete Alonso is MVP type stuff. And they're 4.5 games up now all of a sudden. On the Phils, 4.5. That happened pretty quickly.
If they keep playing the way they're playing, it'll probably, and then, you know, I hate to say it, you know, I don't want to, you know, but it sounds like they're going to keep climbing. And the way we're playing, I don't think we're going to catch them.
Yeah, I don't. As of now, I'm right there with you. Tim, you got an answer for who or what's timeless?
I do. I actually have this man, you know, I respect everything he's done. Harrison Ford.
Yeah, you know, that's a pretty good answer. I actually watched Working Girl this weekend.
That was such a great movie.
Really? Have you never seen Working Girl? Dude, it's awesome. Super highly recommend it. He's great.
80s hairdos.
Yeah, it's really fun. Yeah. Melanie Griffith, Sigourney Weaver.
Weaver is evil in it, but
tough,
she's good.
Tough. It's a great movie. It's actually really entertaining. It's not, you hear it and you think it's like cheesy, whatever. It's not. It's just a really good movie. Yeah. Highly recommend Working Girl.
I don't know how I missed it.
Yeah. 1988.
John Cusack's sister, Joan.
Joan.
She's got some of the best sidekick roles.
I love Joan Cusack. Of all time. She's hilarious. Yeah, she is. She is a very, very funny lady, and usually good in everything see her in.
Gross Point.
Gross Point Blank. Sure, that's another one. Yeah, no, I'm a Joan Cusack fan. Let's keep it rolling.
They don't look like one another
at all. I've always thought about that.
Way.
Like zero.
They're brother and sister.
Totally with you. Brother and sister. So weird.
No, yeah. I can't even.
Vibes are different. Everything's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Need to talk to the parents.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of this. All right, let's talk to Neil in D.C. What up, Neil?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Rhea. I'm a parent of three. I would suggest guarding against kicking the chair in front of you.
Neil, thank you. This is a big worry of mine. Zoe kicks every chair that is in front of her, like in the car, this and that. I'm always like, Zoe, stop it. You're kicking it. Stop. I have had many times, like we'll be at someone's house and she'll just, I'm like, Zoe, this is not your house. Stop it. Stop doing that. So I'm happy you brought this up, Neil. Thank you, because I didn't think about that going in, but that is a general issue for us.
Get the apology machine out.
Yeah. I'm hoping that, you know, the movie's been out for a little while, so it's not a super crowded theater, you know?
Maybe you need to position yourself where you don't have a chair in front of you.
Oh, yeah, so that was like the bars where you can be like, leaning that way. Mm-hmm. That's a good call, too.
Also,
yeah.
Don't pick the middle, because you could be climbing over people to go to the bathroom three times.
That's a good point, too. This is helpful stuff, Neil. That's exactly right. Any more advice for me?
Tons, but timeless thing is a sunset.
Wow, that's a really good answer. Yeah, Neil, good answer. A sunset is pretty timeless. Should be. I'm hoping that, you know, because Lilo and Stitch has been out for a little while, that it won't be a packed house.
Yeah.
So I'll have like a little, I want there to be people there. I wanted to get the feel of it, but I don't want it to be too.
Plus you're going on a Tuesday.
I'm going on Tuesday at 12 something on purpose. Like that's the point. I'm trying to like really.
Some schools are out though.
That's true. So. That's true. You know.
Is she asking to watch the Minecraft movie?
Yes, so that's another one. Yep. Yeah, oh, yeah. Very into Chicken Jockey and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Very, very
Now,
Minecraft.
See, she can go to that one and yell, because apparently
well, that's
they
what you're
all
supposed
do
to yell in it. Yeah, so I chose Lilo and Stitch over my own. I was like, Lilo and Stitch looks like I might enjoy myself a little bit more than the Minecraft movie.
100%. You
know? So. Jack Black's in the Minecraft movie.
Yeah.
Though. I mean,
he's great.
He's pretty good.
I do like Jack Black.
Yeah. Love him.
I can enjoy myself at most things. I will be as long as Zoe is not causing me any problems. I will have a good time. Honestly, that's really all I care about. The movie is secondary. All right, 215-592-9494. Problems. The Phillies have been causing problems for all of us, for our mental health, our daily enjoyment, our emotions, all that stuff. Can they climb out of this? How concerned are you? I mean, between the injury and the losing 9-10, the way they've been playing, like I'm starting to get really concerned about this team. The potential for trade deadline, so much to get into. 215-592-9494, plus a former Philly became available this weekend. Someone who, you know, had some real moments here. Some good, some bad. Would you be interested in a reunion? Who is it? Will they do it? We'll find out next. It's the Morning Show.
Tasty Cake has a treat for every John Peanut Butter fans. Well, they've got the candy cakes. They are the chocolate-coated cakes with a creamy layer of peanut butter inside. You like the simple classics? Well, Crimpets, light sponge cakes topped with rich icing. Donut lovers, we've got options for days. Frosted mini donuts, powdered mini donuts, and can't forget about the delicious new dip-and-stick flavors. I mean, there are so many uniquely satisfying treats to choose from. My favorite is the lemon pie, but that is no surprise because it's Tasty Cake, except no substitutes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.